Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das meist, was Perikei Mishnah dalet, loi yimkar adam es tivnoi ve es giftoi ve es zogav, lemisha einoi neman ala meisris. Tivnoi means his straw. After you thresh the tvua, you're going to have straw, but sometimes the straw have pieces of wheat kernels in them. Ve es giftoi means what's left of the zayas, what's left of the olive after you squeeze out the oil, like the pulp. The azagav is what's left of the grape after you press it out for the wine. So don't sell any of this. Lemisha enoi neman, for one who's not believed that he's going to separate maisers properly. Lemisha enoi neman ala maisers. Lehoitzi men mashkin, with the understanding that whoever is going to buy it is going to try to get out some juice that wasn't totally squeezed out yet. Lehoitzi men mashkin. Vimhoitzi, if the buyer does remove the wheat from the straw, or get some juice out of the pulp of the olives or the squeezed out grapes, then chayiv b'maisrus. It's mechuyiv b'maisrus. Although patur min atruma, he would be patur on truma. Why would he be patur on truma? So the Mishnah explains, shahatoyrim, a person that separates truma from his pile of wheat, let's say, he thinks beliba in his heart that the truma should be chal ala kitoyim, on the stalks that weren't threshed, that somehow got missed, valat stadim, and for the tefuah that's on the side of the pile, tzad means the side, valmasha b'teichet heaven, and he also wants it to cover the kernels that are still inside the straw. Yeah, but what about the aloes and the grapes? Zakta batanra, same thing. When the person's mafresh truma, he's thinking about all the wine and all the oil, even the drops that you're later going to squeeze out from what's left of the zayir, so what's left of the grape. So when the farmer was mafresh truma, he took care of what you're going to find in the straw, what you're going to find in the olive, or find in the grape. And memela, the buyer, doesn't have to separate truma for it. So I don't understand something. Why don't we say the same thing by Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni? That whoever's mafresh, Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, has in mind to cover what's left in this drawer, what's left in the olive and the grape. And the answer is simple. Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni have an exact amount. You have to get that 10%. A person has to make exact calculations. It includes the tefuah, the wine, the oil. He's not thinking to add more. By truma, midraisa, there's no shear. Midraisa chita achas peteres esakri. So the Rabbanan gave a shear. And the truma we take off with an estimated amount. I'm not even supposed to measure exact. So the farmer thinks, fine, let the truma be. It doesn't cost him any more money. Let the truma be for the kernels in the straw. Or whatever oil you can get out of the pulp of the olives. And the squeezed grapes. But with maaser, it doesn't work the way. You have to add more to cover it. That's one of the explanations that are given. There are others. Why the truma is covered, but not the maaser's.